Rosa.
You are now listening to Fancy Plans and Things Radio.
It's Friday, baby. So tell a friend to tell a friend that Queen is back. Yes, hunty, I'm officially back. It is officially season 4. Okay. I am so freaking excited. Can y'all hear the excitement in my voice? Like, I am so freaking excited to be back. I cannot believe it is already season 4. But before we get into all of that, let me welcome you babes to the show. If you are oldie but a goodie, yes, I'm starting it backwards this time. If you're oldie but a goodie, you've been with your girl, you've been rocking with your girl, okay? And since 2020, you show up every time I throw out an episode, then hey boo, welcome back to Fancy Plans and Things Radio. And if you are a newbie, you're just tuning in, you're just listening, hi, I'm your host Queen, and we love to keep it real and raw around here. We love to talk about the babes behind the planners. We love to talk about our authenticity journeys and the things that we're doing to heal ourselves, to become better versions of ourselves than we were the day before, and how we can make changes in our lives in different places. And we love to talk about the real issues. So if that sounds like something that you are interested in, come on over and be a part of the Royal Gang family, okay? So welcome, everybody. Yes, your girl is back. I'm so freaking excited. There's so much to talk about. There's going to be a lot of changes, okay? I didn't implement all the changes into this particular first episode because I wanted to just kind of ease you guys in, because you guys have seen a lot of things pop up recently over on Fancy Plans and Things Radio. And thank you guys for all the love and support on the new logo. Shout out to Diana. A lot of people had questions and I will answer them here. So one, shout out to Diana from Sugary Gal Shop. She did create that custom cartoon that you see of me, and everything else I did. So honestly, I just went to town creating my logo. I knew I wanted something new. I wanted something fresh. I wanted something that featured me, that this kind of just felt like me, the colors and the vibe were me, and I wanted something to kind of go with what I already had going on the page. There will be some tweaks here and there, but I am super freaking happy with it. I love how it turned out. I think me and Diana make magic. That is how the logo was made. And as always, you guys, if you want something done or created, make sure you talk to the original artist and make sure that you have permission to go forward. Don't just be out here doing things and not having permission or licenses or whatever. I definitely got the green light on my situation. So make sure you guys are doing that. A lot of people did have questions. Some babes were just like in awe and just thought it was so dope. And I am so grateful for that. I absolutely love the way that it turned out. And look, 2022 was a really good year for me. It was amazing. And I take a lot of 2022 into 2023 with me. And we're going to talk about it all. But first of all, I just got to say, I am so blessed. I am so grateful. And I'm so thankful for each and every one of you babes who show up and listen to this little baby podcast. And I call it my baby podcast because it really is a baby podcast. And I know that it's growing and it's going to get big and bigger. But at this moment, it is small and I am okay with that. And I really, really love this podcast. For a very long time, I felt very nervous. Every time I came in to film or record an episode, I was so nervous. I didn't know what to say. And finally, I was just like, I'm going to be authentic. I'm just going to be myself right here on the podcast. We're going to talk about things. We're going to talk about real issues. And I'm going to take some of my voice away from Instagram and use it over here on this platform so that you guys can hear me. We can open up a conversation and we can start opening doors. And you guys have really received the podcast well and within the last year. And I am so grateful for each and every one of you guys who support me and who show up. And I do want to mention, I do have a Buy Me a Coffee page. And I will link that down below. If you guys want to donate to the podcast, it would be absolutely wonderful. You don't have to, but you can. I don't think I'm going to go back to Patreon as of right now. I'm not going to reopen that, but you can go over to my Buy Me a Coffee page and buy me a coffee. I'm going to start updating things there and showing little behind the scene things that you guys can check out just on my Buy My Coffee page. And some of the stuff will be about like just stuff that you will get to see before I actually post it. So make sure you like stay tuned for that, you know, like little sneak peeks. I will actually do stuff like that over on my Buy Me a Coffee page. And it would be really, really nice if you guys can go over and subscribe or just like donate. And even if you just donate $1.50, whatever you have, I would greatly appreciate it, because all that money is going to go right back to the podcast, whether it's me showing up at a conference, I would like to go to Go Wild. But Go Wild is like super expensive. I'm not even gonna lie. Go Wild is super expensive. And like when you iron out all the money that you just really out here spending, girl, I'm starting to feel like I'm gonna have to throw it in a circle. Okay. I'm gonna have to throw it in a circle, do something strange with some change. Okay, I'm just playing. But Go Wild just looks amazing, and I just love watching everybody's stories and everybody's having a good time. And once I first experienced my first planner conference, okay, because Sugar Gal Shop was the gateway drug, I'm here for it all. And by the way, did y'all see that Sugary Gal will be back in November? Oh, baby, I'm going. I can't wait to go. I can't wait to hug the girlies. I can't wait to chit chat with the planner babies, because let me tell you, I was in my element. I have found my tribe, and it is the planner girlies. Y'all come through in a way that, like, I don't know, like, we're just a different community. And I feel like when we do make those connections and bonds, we show up for each other every single day. We are out here showing up for each other, loving on each other. And this complainer community, though it can be, sometimes it can be trifling, when you make those connections and those bonds, that is what holds you to this community, because it reminds you of how dope we can be when we actually come together, when we actually support each other, and we actually do what we're supposed to do, is in babe support babes and be real allies to each other and stuff like that. When this community really can come together, honey, we show up and we show out, okay? So, yeah, I definitely am excited about the Sugar Gal Conference. Like, you guys, it was such a dope experience. And I can't wait to go again this year. So, like I said, if you want to buy me a coffee, like you said, the money will always be going back to the podcast. I would like to upgrade to a different mic. And, yeah, bring you a little bit more quality sound, stuff like that. And so we are doing a lot of things behind the scenes and switching up and trying to get sponsorships and a lot of different things that I wasn't doing before, but I'm really working on. So like I said, there's going to be a lot of changes. There's going to be some more ads placed into different places, so stay tuned. I didn't want to do it this episode because I wanted to ease you guys into it and let you guys know what's going on. I always want to be transparent with my audience, because you guys are the ones that got me here. You guys are the one that have loved me and support me and just have truly been pushing and going, we believe in you, queen, and we love you, and I love you guys too, and I am so grateful for each and every one of you. So yeah, I just wanted to give you guys that tidbit of information before we hop fully into today's episode. So first of all, your girl's back. I'm back. I'm so freaking excited to be back. I'm so freaking excited to be back recording podcasts and just like being able to chat with you. Now, we will still be on an every other Friday schedule. So also, this month is also what? Black History Month. Shut it out. Make sure you guys are supporting a Black creator. But I do want to stipulate this real quick. Before you get out here supporting Black creators and you only support us during Black History Month, you need to check yourself. If you are supporting Black creators, you need to be supporting Black creators all 365 days of the year, because if not, then you're a performative. Allyship means nothing. We do not want it. Make sure if you're supporting us for the right reasons, make sure you're showing up for the Black women and Black men in this community for the right reasons, and not just to get a pat on the back. We are no longer doing that. We're no longer accepting fake allyship, and we are calling it out. And if I see it, I will definitely be calling it out, because it makes no sense. Do not support me just for Black History Month, just to feel like you did something oh so great for yourself and you're just riding in being a white savior. Because girl, you can keep that. We do not want it. Okay. We do not accept that. So happy Black History Month to everybody out there. I'm super excited about it. Okay. Especially that I am a Black woman. Okay. I love being Black. Okay. It's hard being a Black person, but I absolutely love being a Black woman, and I wouldn't change it for anything in the world. It is such an amazing, dope experience, and I love my sassiness and my little sauciness, okay, my little swag I got, okay, dropping swag, goo, yes, girl, okay. So I love that about myself, and I just love to be able to support other Black men and women in this community, and we really need to just start showing our love and support other than just Black History Month. And I just want to let you guys know that we see you, the ones that do that. We see you, girl. We see you. Okay. So now let's really get to it, you guys. I am freaking out, one, because not only is it season 4 and it's blowing my mind that it is season 4 already. How did we get here? Okay. I would sing that song. How did we get here? Okay. But you clearly, y'all see that I be sounding like a cat on a hot tin roof. So I'm not even going to do that to y'all. Because your girl cannot hold a tune nor sing. I didn't get that gene. I can dance, but if it's like choreographed, I can't do that either. I got two left feet if it's choreographed. Yeah. So I, you know, we gonna talk about that in another episode, okay? But yeah, I'm like, how did we get here? How did it get here so quickly that I cannot freaking believe we are on season 4? But even more so, we are celebrating 3 years of Fancy Plans and Things Radio. Like, come on, are you serious right now? 3 whole years. When I think back, I honestly started this podcast in 2020. I started this podcast during a freaking pandemic, not even knowing that we were going into a pandemic. Honestly, it's crazy to me. I literally started this podcast 3 years ago on Valentine's Day, and it's probably why it's so much my baby and why I'm so in love with it. I started doing Black History Month. I started on Valentine's Day. It was a lot surrounding that. And then literally within 2 weeks, we were heading right into the pandemic and the world was shutting down. And I think this podcast kind of got me through that. Like, it was a way for me to use my voice and a way to speak up. And coming off, like, you know, having another podcast and just like being really nervous about putting my own out by myself and just having to figure all the things out, I was so nervous. And to look back over that time and to say I'm so grateful that I took that leap of faith, I took that journey, which led me to that authenticity journey, which led me to where I am here today with you guys, it is just absolutely amazing. And I hate to be like all crazy, you know, because Molly is really stuck in my head, honey, because did she not? Okay, we're gonna talk about that too. Okay, we're gonna talk about flowers in a little bit, because I do got a little bit of stuff I want to talk about. Okay, because baby, when I tell you that Miley was out here like just dropping shade and bombs. Okay, before we even get into that, let me finish where I'm going, because that was a lot to take in. But the reason I say I'm having like a Miley moment is that her song Climb comes to mind. It's honestly not about how long it is taking me to get there. It's not that I'm not in the right space or right place. It's not any of those things. It's honestly about the climb. It's about the journey that I'm taking to get there and how every day I'm growing and changing and learning different things about myself that I didn't know, and learning how to heal and how to process things and how to take accountability for my actions and drawing myself closer to God and my faith and just figuring things out. I honestly believe that God does not give you things that you're not ready to handle. And so that is why you have to go through the process and the growth and the changes, because that is preparing you for the big things. It's kind of like when I talk about how I feel like we should be in that position of where, remember I said the season of gratitude, just truly learning how to be grateful for the small things. Because if you can't be grateful for the small things, how are you going to be grateful for that big blessing that's right around the corner for you? The thing that you're manifesting that is so big and that you truly want. You got to learn how to be grateful for the small things. And you have to learn how to be in that season of gratitude. So I honestly feel like it's not about the time frame of like, this is where I should be, and I should be over here, and I should be here by now, and I'm at this age, and I should have this by now. I honestly think it is about the journey, the climb of you getting there, and the lessons that you're going to learn along the way, and the things that you're going to hold near and dear to you of those lessons and of that authenticity. Like I said, authenticity is really that word. I'm not finished with it. I'm still bringing that word with me into 2023. But what I have learned is that audacity and authenticity kind of go hand in hand for me. And I learned how, like I said, when I was choosing my word of the year, I learned how to build off those words with each other and looking at the goals that I want to accomplish and the things that I want to do and the moves that I want to make, and not being afraid to say to yourself, oh my God, I need help here, or oh my God, I need someone to show me this, or I need to be able to sit down and refocus on my goals and say, okay, well, this didn't work out. I have to go back to the drawing board. And if you need to ask for help, or you need a friend to help you, or you just need to reach out to someone, realize that that is okay too. I think we have a lot of issues with asking for help. And sometimes in this community or any community, when you ask for help from other people, they kind of just look at you like, can you pay me for my services? And I get it. You do need to pay people for their time and their services when you need that help. But also build a community around you where we can all share our resources and build off of each other and grow. And that's really what I'm looking for. That's kind of the thing where I'm talking about, where you find friendships that you pour into each other, and where I may be really strong at something and my friend is not, the best at, I can help her, and as she could be better at something and she can help me, and we kind of build and support each other in that manner. And that's kind of what I'm saying. And I always want to, like I said, move forward and just remind myself that I don't have to compare myself to others. I don't have to look at somebody else's journey, because my journey is my journey. And it's not about how long it's taking me to get there, and why it's taking so long. It's honestly because I'm going through this journey, because there's things I need to see. There's things I need to fix about myself, or things that I need to accomplish before I'm able to get to the point that I really want to be at. So I have been reminding myself to just take it one day at a time, to do my best every day. And that's all I can do. And that's all that anybody can ask for from me. So yeah, baby, I'm walking into season 4 super freaking excited. Like, I cannot believe that it is season 4 already, but I'm so freaking excited about this season. I'm so like pumped, and like I've got a lot of like things going on in my mind, like of what I want to do for the podcast and things that I want to create, and people that I want to have onto the podcast. And I want to definitely have more guests this year and open that up a little bit more. And I kind of want to go back to like my old school format of how like I was letting others, you know, showing off Black content creators that are small shops that were just not, I felt like wasn't really getting like, you know, the views and people don't really know about. Like, I really want to bring that back, that aspect back, and to have more inspirational guests on that we can talk about different things. So I'm really excited for the journey and for the process of this year to go forth into. And I'm just so excited about season 4. Like, I can't stop saying, y'all, every time I say excited, just take a shot. Because I'm ecstatic. Okay. I'll give you something different this time. But yeah, I'm really excited about this year and the journey and just stepping into season 4. And one of the other things that I'm really excited about is, if you don't know, make sure you are following me at Fancy Plans and Things Radio on Instagram, as well as Queens Fancy Plans, because we will be dropping some giveaways to celebrate. Yes, because not only is it season 4, but we are turning 3 years old. Fancy Plans and Things Radio is turning 3. Woohoo! Can you believe it? This little baby podcast is turning 3 years old. So we are going to be celebrating. We're going to have some giveaways and stuff like that. So make sure you're following my Instagram pages for all the updates and stuff like that, because I'm not sure what I want to do or how I want to announce it. But on February 14th, we will be celebrating 3 years of this podcast, and I'm so excited about it. It blows my mind, and I am so grateful for all of you listeners who just come, and every time your girl drops an episode, you guys are out here listening, supporting, loving me. Y'all are just freaking dope. Okay, I have a dope Royal Gang family, and I love you guys so freaking much. And I am so blessed. And so yeah, I'm really excited about the new season of this podcast and the growth and the change that I'm going to see coming about. And this, I'm just ready to step into my greatness and tap into my potential more. So yeah, I'm really freaking excited to just be back sitting here talking to you guys. And a lot has truly happened over the last couple of months. Okay. So we left off in early December, or at the end of December, and we've taken almost like, yeah, pretty much a month off, and a lot has happened. And one of those things I want to talk to you guys about is burnout. I didn't really know what was happening to me and didn't really know what was going on. I just know that I have been somewhat since October, like the beginning of October. Usually I thrive in the fall, because fall is like my time. Okay. Let's be honest. I absolutely love spring and fall. Those are like my two like jam times. Okay. Winter, not so much, because we don't have a real winter, and I can't really wear the winter clothes that I be wanting to slay, because it ain't giving no cold weather out here. Florida don't be Floridaing. Okay. Well, Florida do be Floridaing, but it be Florida in a different way, because y'all know how Florida get down. We don't even got to talk about it. As soon as I say I'm from Florida, people, everybody gives me a look like, oh yeah, because we know. But I just felt like since October, like the beginning of October, like it was slowly creeping in the end of September, the beginning of October, I felt kind of weird. October is always one of those months for me, because I talk about how my grandfather passed away 2 weeks to my 23rd birthday. So it's just kind of like that reminder of that looming over. And then once I make it over that hump, I'm usually pretty good. But what was happening was I was having up and down moments. Like, so of course the beginning of October started out rough, and then my birthday came and I was like, oh, so excited about it. And then the very next day after my birthday, I just seemed to like plummet. I was so sad and so down, and I knew I was going to Disney the next day. So I was trying to amp myself up. And of course the next day, like my fiance proposed, and that was like such an amazing moment. And like, ah, I still can't believe it. Like, I'm still like watching the video over and over again. It was just such a magical moment that he did it, like, you know, at the castle and at Disney, and just like nobody knew, like he shocked us so much. And it was such a good surprise. So I really enjoyed that. And then, okay, of course, like the next couple of weeks, we're moving into like November. And of course, we did the SGS conference, and you know, and then the holidays started coming, and they were just like, I wasn't here for Thanksgiving, I wasn't here for Christmas. I just wasn't feeling any of it. I really felt like I was just going through the motions, and I was still working, creating content, and just working. And my brain was just like, you have to work, 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 you have to do this, you have to do this. Like, I was saying, I had to do all these things, and I was like, you got to keep up. But I was slowly just like losing grip on different things, and I was still just pushing myself. And I will say, I feel like sometimes I'm a person, I'm not clinically diagnosed with like depression or anxiety or any of these things, but I know that I have them. But I feel like I'm very functioning with depression a lot of the times, that yeah, I'm feeling sad or down, but I know that I have to get something done, and I'm going to push myself to get it done. Nothing else mattered. Food, water, cold, hot, none of that matters until I get what I need done for a project or whatever I need to do. And that is how my mind works. Like, I have to push through no matter what. And I was doing that for months, and then January came, and I just seemed like I was getting worse. And I was talking to my friend, like, I'm just over here having tear moments, and she knows me, I am not very big on being a crybaby with other people. Like, if I need to cry, I need to cry by myself. I don't be needing to cry with no audience, unless I'm sharing like something and sharing like emotional stories and I want to share that part of me, yes. But just things I'm normally going through, I am very good at masking, okay? So I have become, I'm a professional, like I put the pro in procrastinator, and I am a professional masker. Like, I'm great at that. So I just was talking to my friend, and I was just crying, and she's like, girl, you do not be out here crying. Like, what's wrong? Like, what's going on? I was like, I don't know. I just feel so frustrated, and I'm so angry. And she's like, as I'm starting to talk to her about everything, like I felt like I was resenting different things. She was like, girl, you're having burnt out, and you need to take a break. Like, you need to take a break. And I was like, I know, but I need to do this. And then I finally was just like, you know what? It is not selfish to say no. You are allowed to say no. You are allowed to take a break. And I want to name this year the year of rest. The year of being able to let myself rest when I need to rest and take that break and mentally take care of myself. Because a lot of people don't realize, when you're creating content and you're trying to live your day-to-day life, and you're getting beat sometimes on social media, and you're getting beat behind the doors, and then of course real life is out here gotten hands, and you know, you're trying to bob and weave. Okay, you out here bobbing and weaving. Okay, jucking and jobbing. You're trying to get away from life, but life out here punching you left and right. And I ain't saying sis got hands, but sis was tearing me up a little bit, and I was just like, life is out here just lifing, okay? And just things weren't going the way that I just felt like they should be going. And then I started, like, you know, of course trying to compare myself, and then saying like, okay, where you are at this age and you should already be here, you should have this. And then I had to realize, like, no, your journey is your journey. You cannot compare your life or your journey or whatever is going on with you to other people, because what God has for you, no man, not even the devil himself, can take it away. And I grew up believing that. So I had to zone myself back in. I had to pull myself back in with my faith and say, hey, girlfriend, you need to start paying attention. You need to start taking a moment and talking to God and having a little moment with yourself. And you need to take a break from social media and actively posting like fashion content and all these different things, because that stuff is wearing you out. Take time to be in your planners and take time to create and do the things that really make you happy. So I took a step back from actually creating that type of content. And while I was still creating planner content, I was having fun with that, because I haven't really, if you guys know my page, I haven't fully put my planner online as of lately. Like, the last year was not really about my planner. It was more about me trying to like say that I am a planner babe, but there's more to me than just my planner. And I started showing more of my life and less of my planner, which I've always wanted to do, but I still wanted to add in my planner. And that was one of my goals this year, was to add my planner back into my page and have it like a regular feature thing that was on my page, while I also share my life. Okay, I'm not just a planner babe, but I want to share my life and the things that I do and talk about the babe behind the planner. Okay, because this is a planner babe podcast. And while we talk about lifestyle and beauty and all these different things, or the things that I post, I still want to share my planner and give other people inspiration for their planners. And so I kind of just was like, you know what, I'm going to step back from this particular content. I'm going to enjoy my planners. I'm going to create, because it's something that my heart still loves, but I need to mentally not have to think about a project due. I need to mentally not think about, oh, I need to create this, or I need to do this way. You know, I had fun like setting up my little flat lays again, because for a while I just was not caring about flat lays, but I have fun setting up the flat lays and making them my style, real gaudy with the pink background and just having fun. And so that I started, like, once I started feeling that, I started feeling my creative juices come back. As you guys know, I had my hair braided and I just knew that I was going to, you know, redo. And, you know, it's so funny. I've always heard people say that sometimes your hair can hold like negative energy. And bro, I felt like my braids were literally holding like the set that I had in. I love the color and everything, but I felt like they were holding negative energy. And so I was talking to my mom, like how I was feeling down and stuff like that. And my mom was like, well, I want to do something for you. She's like, she's like, you want to get your hair redone? Because she knows that I'm getting ready to go somewhere. And I was like, yeah. So she was like, all right, well, you come home, you set your appointment and I will pay for you to get your hair done. And when she said that, I was so excited and I knew exactly what I wanted. I researched on Pinterest, like the style I was looking for and ideas and stuff like that. Went to the store, got the hair and booked my appointment with my girl when I got my hair done. And I felt like the moment that I started feeling better. But the moment that I was starting to comb out those old box braids, I was starting to feel like myself again. I was starting to feel like queen again. And I was starting to feel like, oh, I'm ready. I'm ready to come back. I'm ready. I'm excited. I'm ready to go. And of course I knew that, of course, the podcast was coming up. And one of the things is, as you guys know, the podcast was actually supposed to come out like earlier. I was supposed to sit down and record. And as time got closer for me to sit down and record, the more miserable I felt, the more I just felt upset. I didn't want to do it. My stomach was bubbling. And one of the things that I want to stop doing is forcing it, making myself smile and sound so excited and just to give an episode. I don't want to do that. I wanted to make sure that I actually took care of myself, my mental health, and then I could come to you guys whole. You know what I mean? I talk about this every week. I say it every time I drop an episode at the end of the week, like, make sure you take care of you because you can't pour from an empty cup. And my cup was empty and I needed to refill it. And though it was a long break, I just needed a moment to just kind of clear my thoughts, clear my brain, and to like really feel better. Because honestly, from October to January, I wasn't feeling none of the holidays. I didn't care about no New Year, none of that. I just didn't want to hear, didn't want to see it, didn't care. I just honestly was over it. And I just felt like I was just in this cloud and this funk. While there's so many amazing memories and fun things were happening and I was enjoying them, I also still was just feeling miserable and just kind of feeling like a little bit like angry and resentful inside. And I think because it was my work brain taking over. So this is going to be my year of telling myself that when I need that break and when I need to rest, this is going to be my year of rest. This is going to be my year of being like, I don't want to do that. No, I can't do that. Sorry, I'm not going to do that. Like the year of just being able to say no. And we should be able to say no and not feel conviction, because a lot of times when somebody asks us to do something, we'll say yes, knowing we don't want to do it. And we feel terrible doing this thing that they asked us to do. And versus if we could have just said no and just been like, okay. And the thing about saying no is we feel convicted, and that guilts us into being like, oh my God, I should have just did what they asked me to do. I feel so bad. They needed my help, blah, 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 blah. But sometimes you just have to look out for yourself. Self-care isn't selfish. And I'm reminding myself that self-care is not selfish. It's okay to say no. And new year, literally new year, new me. I know people say that all the time, but literally new year, new me. And I told you guys, I chose the word audacity for 2023. And I have the audacity to say no. I have the audacity to heal from past trauma. I have the audacity to go for my dreams. I have the audacity to speak up for myself. I have the audacity. And so I'm going to use my audacity, okay? I'm going to be audacious and have my audacity on deck all of 2023, okay? So here's to cheer. So cheers to 2023, cheers to a new year, cheers to just great things happening and just really zoning in on manifesting and speaking the things out loud that I want. And my bestie has been telling me lately that God is listening to me because I'm just saying things out loud and he's answering literally within like 48 hours. God is out here just delivering. So, you know, I'm just going to keep talking to God. I'm going to keep my faith. I'm going to keep being positive. And that's one of the other things that I have been working on. I have not been perfect at it, but I've been working on Bible journaling and taking time to spend time with God. For a very long time, I always just kind of felt weird with talking about God and just not knowing what I should say. But then I just realized that, you know what, if people don't want to follow me or don't want to listen to this podcast because I talk about God, then that's on them and not on me. But I'm going to tell you right now that I would not be here if it wasn't for God. I would not be sitting here talking to you today because God has saved me over and over and over again. And I promise you, in 2021, when I had that COVID, that was the scariest situation of my life. Okay. And I'm thankful. I'm thankful that I am here today. I'm thankful that I made it over that hump. I'm thankful that we were able to all make it to where we are today, because COVID was a very scary situation. And no matter how many times you see things on TV and you see things that are surrounding you, when it doesn't happen to you, you're like, oh, okay. But when it starts to happen in your own backyard, when it starts happening to you, that is the moment that you're like, oh my gosh, this is serious. This is real. And I could possibly die. And when I tell you, when I was faced with that situation, when I was faced with the things that were going on, it was really scary. And it was my faith and it was God that brought me through that situation. So, and sometimes, look, I know a lot of times, sometimes it's hard for us to have faith, but God said you only need faith of a mustard seed, honey. Faith of, you know how small a mustard seed is, girl? Just a little dash of faith, okay? Y'all remember the lady who was just bleeding, 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 and she was just like trying to get to Jesus, but them people was all up in her way, and she was like, look, all I need to do is touch the hem of his garments, and I will be healed. Honey, she just had faith of just touching a man's clothes, like a little piece of the hem, honey. And she was like, oh, I'm gonna be fine. I just need to touch that hem. So that's the kind of faith that I want to continue to have through 2023 and just kind of step into more of my faith and just kind of spend time with Jesus and just know that, like, God is here. He is real. And pay attention to my surroundings and the things that are going on and really zone in on, like, those friendships and personal bonds that I'm having. And me and my bestie were having this conversation again. And she was like, girl, I keep telling her, I was like, some of these friendships that I be thinking gonna be working out, they don't be working out and they be weird to me. And she'd be like, girl, it's because God don't want you around that. He's like, uh-uh, he's blocking you. Boop, boop, nope. And I'm just like, but I'm trying to be more friendly and make friends. And she was like, I get it, but God don't want you to be friends with them folks. And that's why it's not working out. And I was just like, all right, girl, I'm gonna have to listen. Cause when God say no, it's a no. Sometimes, you know, I reached out to this company, you know, thinking like, okay, this is what I want to do. Let's have a conversation. And I got met with like the opposing thing. Like they literally slapped the door in my face and they slapped the door in my face. And literally days later, another door opportunity opened up. And I was just like, this is why the door was closed in my face. And sometimes God closing a door in your face and things not working out for you is for your good, honey, because that means that there's a bigger blessing. There's a bigger thing around the corner that's even better for you. And you so busy looking at this one thing that you want, you can't receive that. So just let it go. If the door closed, sometimes it's going to hurt. Sometimes you're going to cry a little bit. Sometimes you're going to feel offended. You're going to feel some type of way. Okay. But just know something bigger and better is right around the corner for you. And just try to keep your faith. Or whatever you believe in. I do respect whatever anybody believes in. If you don't believe in God, okay, we believe in Jesus and God around here, okay, hallelujah. But whatever you believe in, I do respect that. And so yeah, whatever you believe in, your faith, whatever it is, girl, zone in on that. This is the year to zone in on that because there's a lot of things going on and the world is just truly crazy right now. There's so many sad and heartbreaking things and crazy things out here happening in the world. And while we're talking about all the things that happen in the world, y'all, we're about to really have a conversation about a few things that I honestly I just can't get over, you guys. I don't even know where to start, to be honest, because the whole situation just has me frustrated and I just feel like, when are we going to catch a break? And I definitely had to speak on this. It's Black History Month and I just feel like we have so much trauma. Just as a Black community as a whole, we have so much trauma. We're holding on to, like, literally we have PTSD and it just seems like the situation is just, honest to God, is never ending. And I'm talking about the Tyre Nichols situation. And I'm really, really, like, I'm trying to keep my composure because it's a lot of things that have me upset and angry. But first of all, let me talk to you the five police officers who were Black and decided to take their badge and think that they had power and that they were something that they were not. Because see, what you forgot when you were doing what you were doing to Tyre is that you forgot that you were Black. You forgot that they were not going to stand behind you like they do the rest of your blue brother and sisters. See, because I think in your mind you thought you were going to commit this heinous act and that the people from the hills, the Chalk Brigade, was going to come down from the hills and they were going to start Blue Lives Matter. Blue Lives Matter. See, what you fail to realize is the Blue Lives Matter only covers the ass of the Chalk Brigade. See, they only care about the people that are the same palm flavored as them. See, they don't give no damns about you because at the end of the day, you are still Black. You were Black before you committed the crime. You were Black when you put that uniform on and you were still Black when after you committed the crime. And what is sad and sickening about this whole situation is they were ready. They were ready to hang y'all asses out to dry. But the white guy that we discovered in the beginning of the video, that was the one that tased Tyree. Oh, they had him hush-hushed until everybody was like, no, no, no. We need to know who this person is. We need to know who this cop is. We need information. We need facts. So personally, I hoped that they literally pick up the jail and lay y'all asses up underneath it, because that's what you deserve. I'm honestly disgusted by these police officers' actions. And for the Chalk Brigade who's coming down talking about, oh, see, it's not the police officers. If he had just complied. How many times have we seen people comply? How many times have we seen people hold their hands up? How many times have we seen people stand there with their hands in the air and say, don't shoot, I have no weapon, and they are still shot down and murdered in the street like dogs? Give me a break. This is like the worst situation, and I'm telling you, I'm just getting George Floyd over again. And to make this matters worse, they knew what they were doing. This to me was premeditated. This was sought out. You knew what you were doing. Police brutality is police brutality. I don't care what color your skin is. And these five black officers definitely need to be held accountable, but they also need to be held accountable just like their white counterpart. But see, they were ready to make an example out of the black man, but they weren't ready to make an example out of the white man. They didn't see anything wrong with that. Oh, we're just gonna keep him hush hush. Y'all, we have got to do better. And when I say I'm absolutely disgusted by this situation, like, I literally just have no words. I didn't watch the whole video because I just knew that I could not handle it. Honestly, I haven't watched any of those like full videos of any of those things that have been happening, because the incident with George Floyd really took a toll on me. That's something that I will never be able to unsee. That will be something that I will never, ever forget. And being a black woman who is engaged to a black man, this is our real life. This is the reality of our real life, that things like this happen in our world. And it's, the reality is that if you are black, you are never truly safe. This man was just trying to get home. He was just trying to go home. And he was beaten to death. And see, my thing about the whole situation is too, is that then you get these people who get in their mind that this is the time to start, you know, coming up with excuses of why they did what they did, or coming up with excuses of why they didn't release the white cop's name until just a couple of days ago. It's BS. I call straight BS. Because if you were so able, so quickly and able and ready to move when this incident happened with Tyree, why haven't this has been the same discipline action that has been for every cop who has mishandled their job, who has took that badge and did the wrong thing with it? I'm so mad inside, like I'm so frustrated and angry, and my heart just goes out to Tyree's family. And just How much more do we have to endure? We clearly see, I live in the state of Florida, and I clearly see that it's Black History Month. And right now, schools are taking books away from children because the books have to be approved by the librarian and, you know, the principal and all these different places. They have to be, like, approved for children to read because they want to take Black history out of the school system. And the frustrating thing about this is that Black people, we are one of the main people who have contributed more to society, but we're deemed less than every damn time. The stoplight you stop at every day, a Black man created that. The security alarms to your house, oh yeah, a Black person created that. Like, we are everywhere you look. There's something that we have touched, and yet we are still deemed as nothing. We don't have, our history is not important. But I'm here to tell you that Black history is a part of American history. The people of color in this world have set the tone for the things that are going on in this world. You guys are copying us. Not only just copying us, I see it every day with non-color creators, white creators, chalk flavor, palm flavor creators out here stealing from people of color every day. And they're doing the same exact thing that we have done and we've worked so hard for, to be creative and be different and to really put our hard-earned sweat, tears, blood into our craft. And they come along and, you know, vanilla it up. And all of a sudden, oh my God, this is the best thing since sliced Wonder Bread. And they're making millions off the ideas that we came up with. It is absolutely disgusting. And this is why I say, if you are supporting a Black creator or you're supporting a Black person through the month of February, do not just support them through the month of February. We need your support 365 days a year. If not, you are performative. If not, you're pretending to be a part of an allyship that you truly are not about. And if I see it, I'm definitely calling it out, because I know for a fact last year, my content in February was through the roofs, through the roofs. And then in March, it definitely tanked. And it was because people were looking for Black people to attach themselves to say, oh, I'm not a racist, or I support Black people. And then after February, you just end up disappearing. The amount of people who were in my little circle and saying that they were my friends and supporting me throughout 2020 and throughout 2021, just as soon as the world opened back up and things went back to normal and they thought we forgot about George Floyd and everything was fine and we didn't do the black and white challenge anymore, oh, all of a sudden now they don't remember why the black and white challenge is in their planner. They don't remember why they were supporting Black Lives Matter. They don't remember all of these things. So that lets me know that you were performative. That lets me know that you were only attaching yourself to Black content creators to make sure that you didn't have to ride the wave of being called a racist. And we've had these conversations before. It is not enough to not be racist. It is not enough. Your job is to be anti-racist. And I'm going to tell you something else. During the month of February, Black people ain't explaining shit. We're not helping you with nothing. And we ain't going to be explaining nothing that you need to be learning to your dang on self. Okay? You should be able to put in the time and the work and the effort to want to. Don't come and ask us questions. You want to know something? Take the time and do the work. Take the time to educate yourself, because guess what, girl? You got the same 24 hours in a day that the rest of us do. And I know you got the same Beyonce's internet that the rest of us do. Take the time to do the work. Take the time to pay attention. Black, Indigenous people of color, we are no longer sitting around holding people's hands and babying them and coddling them for them to do the right thing. Just do the right thing from the beginning. And I'm sorry. You saying, I'm not a racist, my best friend is Black, or I'm not a racist, like, I grew up with Black people, or I've always done this, and I've always done that, you're still a racist. Because if you have to use those types of terms, you're already biased. And when a Black person is calling you out about something, take time to listen, take time to have a conversation and actually hear what they are saying. Take time to hear what the person of color is telling you that they feel that you have offended them or that you were doing wrong. That is a lot of the times what the problem is. I realized this a couple years ago when we were having all these conversations about, you know, HP and different companies and different brands and Black Lives Matter, all this stuff. People were not having the same conversation. Let me tell you something. At the end of the day, I don't give a damn what planner you use. You know why? Because a planner and my Black life is two different things. And I think my Black life is way more important than a stupid planner. So I'm not going to sit around and argue with you about no planner when I know that my Black life is way more precious than a planner. See, people felt like the moment that you start calling the things that they're using and the things that they're doing into play, and you're telling them that they're a bad person. What I'm telling you is that your actions and your behavior is absolutely egregious, and you might need to take a step back and listen to what I'm saying, because though I'm saying that your actions is racist, you still do have a chance to be like, oh my gosh, let me go and do the work. Let me go and pay attention and not just not be racist, but let me actually put forth the effort to be anti-racist. That means you see something, you speak up. You see a need, you go fulfill that need. And don't do it because, oh, I want everybody to know that I'm on the right side and I want people to see what I'm doing and I'm not a racist. It's not about show. Literally do the work. It's not that hard. And Black people shouldn't have to coddle you, teach you the way, or explain anything to you along your journey. Your journey is your journey and your mission to figure out what's inside of you that you need to remove. Woo. Okay, you guys. So let's go ahead and switch topics because, you know, that is a lot. Like I said, my heart and, you know, my thoughts and just going out to Tyree's family and, you know, just check on your Black friends these days. If you really care, if you're truly an ally, you're going to reach out to your friends, especially your Black friends, and check on them because we are going through a lot mentally. And it just seems like every time you turn around, every time you look around, it's just one tragedy after another and one headline after another of Black men and women and children dying. And it's like no one cares. And we're just going through the cycle over and over and over again. So we're going to go ahead and switch gears, honey. This brings me to basically, we're going to have a little tea session today. And let me say, oh, you, this is all tea, all shade. Okay. It is almost pretty much all shade, though, tea, basically. Because, honey, these streets out here have been a complete and absolute mess. Okay. So as of recently, you guys know that I came from the beauty community, and for a while I thought like, okay, maybe I want to go back to the beauty community. And you guys know that as the last couple years, I have truly just shared like the things that I love. And as like the past year, I literally kind of pulled back on my planner and started sharing more of makeup and fashion and hair and different things like that. And, you know, I've really found my love for beauty again, and I have been dressing the way I want and stepping into that. And a lot of that was part of my journey with authenticity and figuring out the things that I liked and figuring out myself and all of these different things, right? So I've been on TikTok quite a bit, and I have really enjoyed, like, you know, creating content over on TikToks. But a lot of time I'm over on TikTok and I'm just, that's just like my little place to be where I'm not really creating content, because let's be honest, Instagram is my bread and butter. That's where I post most of my content, you know, like brand deals, different things like that. So that's where it is. So I feel like sometimes with TikTok, because it is where I post content, but it's not like I have to be like, I feel like I have to post content there. It's like my place of like refuge, basically. You know, I just go there and just enjoy, right? So I've been following this girl named Michaela, and everybody knows Michaela by now. She is like one of the top beauty gurus right now, okay? As a person that's not of color, she's like the top, right? And old girl, okay, I'm going to say allegedly because I don't want no trouble just in case somebody says, I'm going to say allegedly, but I'm going to really just give my opinion. So she did a review with L'Oreal. I want to say telescopic mascara. They have like this new mascara out. They redone it, new packaging, blah, blah, blah. So she did the review and she's just like, oh my God, this mascara is blowing my mind. It's so good, blah, blah, blah. And she like starts putting it on. And she's like, this is one coat and this is two coats. And then like the scene cuts and then she like turns her head and she's like, see, like this looks amazing. It looks like old girl got on Demi Wispy Lashes from Ardell, right? And I get in the comments and people are asking her like, girl, are you wearing false lashes? And she's like, no, but because you guys think I am, that shows you how good this mascara is. So then people are like, uh-uh, girl, you are lying. I mean, this is date. Like, I mean, the comments are just going through like, you're lying, you're lying. So then other people are starting to like stitch her video and they're stitching the video, y'all. And then people are like, well, I'm going to go get the mascara. And the only thing to me, honestly, y'all were so busy out here trying to prove that Michaela was a liar about that mascara that the only thing y'all proved is that the mascara was fire. It was fire. Now, will I say that Michaela was wrong? Was she wrong? Yes, she was absolutely dead wrong for putting on that false lash. Because in my opinion, old girl had on a false lash, right? Okay, so people are just buying this mascara up. I mean, they've bought the mascara to the point it's not in the store. It is sold, like, it is sold out. It's hard to find. I'm low-key mad because I'm like, shoot, I want to try it too. It looked like it's a good mascara, right? And honestly, she didn't have to add the lash, the mascara. She could have proved the mascara was good all on its own. And at this point, this girl is so big and known in the beauty community that just because she had it in her hand, people would have went and bought this mascara. So it was no reason for her to do this. It was no reason for her to lie. It just doesn't make sense, right? So then this is where the kicker is, y'all. Lord Voldemort, he himself shall not be named. Y'all know who I'm talking about. It starts with an F, ends with a star. Okay. I call him he who must not be named, because you can't tell me he don't look like Lord Voldemort. I don't care what nobody say. he rises from the dead and is like, oh, I'm coming back because you hoes are lying, da, 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 da. And all these women out here and men and beauty influencers are clapping their hands like, yes, he's back. We're so happy. He's risen. He's gonna, because one thing, you know, he may be problematic. He may have problems, but he don't never lie in no review. So y'all would rather crucify and cancel Michaela and support a well-known racist, problematic influencer, all because the girl lied about some mascara? That speaks volumes to who y'all are. And it is absolutely egregious and disgusting behavior, because I'm just like, you would rather support a man who has literally been known to be racist, have had arguments with Black women calling them rats and roaches, but you because Michaela lied about mascara, you rather not trust her and you rather go and support a racist? Make it make sense. In order to hold her accountable for her actions, you decide you're gonna go and support a racist. Do y'all hear what I'm saying? Disgusting. And then, if that wasn't it, then James Charles shows up on the scene with his foolishness and y'all standing and clapping him, talking about, oh, I'm glad he back too. So you would rather support a racist and somebody who is not only problematic, full of drama, but also talks to underage boys, all because you're trying to make somebody, hold somebody else accountable, and you want to cancel them. And this is why I think cancel culture is completely BS and so stupid to me, because y'all want to cancel somebody sometimes over the smallest little bitty things, but some of y'all need to cancel y'all selves, because y'all behavior is disgusting. Make it make sense. Ugh, disgusting, 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 disgusting. And this is why I say, every time I think about going back to the beauty community, I be like, yep, no, I ain't a part of that. I really just don't want to assign myself to no community. I do a lot of different things. I do planning, I do makeup, I do hair, I do fashion, all of these things. But girly, I am not a part of that. I just don't want to be labeled a part of that. And I honestly don't really truly miss the beauty community. And honestly, the beauty community ain't been good since like 2015. Okay, honestly, it was really hot during 2012, because I was in that era. It was very dope. It was good. We was all out here doing that, you know, them thick brows and like all putting all the makeup on our face. I mean, I still put all the makeup on my face too, because I just like a good cake face. Okay, and if it ain't caking, okay, if it ain't thick like batter, I don't want it. Okay, because I just feel like it just serves. Okay, if I'm serving a face, I'm serving a face. Okay, I'm not finna be out here for the bare minimum. Y'all know I'm not for the bare minimum girlies. Okay, I am for the extra, the gaudy, the yas, honey. I am for those. Okay, so yeah, I just feel like I cannot go back. I can't go back to the beauty community, especially if it is this way and the cancel culture, and you want to hold somebody accountable, but you rather support a racist and a problematic and a predator. Y'all rather support all of that just because you're trying to hold somebody accountable? Ooh, y'all scare me. You know, y'all some special kind of people. You know, I just okay. Honestly, just don't know what to say, y'all, because I'm just like, make it make sense. The math ain't mathing. Some y'all need to get y'all some new calculators. Oh my god. So for the next tea, y'all, okay, so I've been obsessed with Miley's new song Flowers. So y'all heard me mention it earlier, right, how I've been on a Miley kick. To be honest, that song just it's a whole vibe, and I love Bruno Mars. So when I heard the song, I heard Bruno Mars the moment she started singing. I was like, ooh. And then when I realized that this was the song that like Liam had dedicated to her. Now I normally don't do like little tea sessions, but I feel like I'm gonna start adding them in here and there. They won't be every episode, but I feel like when I see some tea that I want to talk about, I'm gonna bring it to y'all, because this was so interesting to me. And it made me think about how women are treated. Okay, so we all remember when and I was guilty of this too. We all remember when Miley and Liam were like getting a divorce, and we was like, girl, how she effed that up? How she gonna lose that man? We was like, he was a good man. We didn't know nothing about their relationship, but on the outside, what we saw was that Miley was wilding out, just doing all kinds of stuff, just having fun. And a lot of the time when Miley was wilding out, the first time when I saw her wilding out and just doing her thing and just, you know, doing wild, crazy stuff, because let's be honest, she was out here wilding. I thought, like, you know, she was on the Disney Channel. She worked with her daddy. This girl is in her, like, early 18, 19, 20s. She's out here trying to live life. Because, honey, baby, if y'all knew some of the things that I did in my early 20s, ooh, y'all would have been like, queen. Yeah, because sometimes I don't even be knowing how I'm still alive, okay? All I can tell you is that God was with me, okay? God really wanted me here, because me and my bestie talk about it all the time. We do not know how we made it through our 20s, because, baby, the way we was drinking like fish, okay? We was partying regularly, okay? It was one point where we were partying every week, Wednesday through Sunday. That was the thing. So I'm telling y'all now, I kind of understood where she was coming from. She wanted to be free. She was just, you know, she just came off the Disney Channel. We get it. And, you know, with the whole thing with Liam. But now looking back, and I think it's probably me as an older woman, I'm looking back and I'm looking at the situation and then, like, understanding where Flowers was coming from. Because, honey, when I say it was all shade. It was literally all shade, no tea. You know how some stuff is all tea, no shade? Yeah, it was all shade, no tea. Literally. She literally was like from the very beginning with the whole Jennifer Lawrence thing, with the dress and the reference. And then she was wearing his suit. And this, come to find out, that's the suit where when they were on the red carpet and he had told her to behave. And it was just, you know, when you look back at stuff, you start to pick up things. And I said, this reminded me of like, why women don't really come forward and talk about like relationships or different things that they're going through, because we always somehow deem women as the villain. No matter who we are, like, we always deem women as the villain, and somehow men end up getting praise like they ish don't stink. And I think we really need to take time to start giving people more grace. And I think that's what frustrated me so much with the people like trying to cancel Michaela, is like, she's young, okay? And when I look back at my 20-year-old self, y'all, on like my beauty channel, I was a hot mess, okay? I was, y'all think Queen is crazy now, but I was sure enough crazy in my young 20s. Like, I was really like, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for keeping me, okay? Because, baby, the way I was cutting up and acting up. But I think as you get older, of course, you mature and there's growth and you're healing. And if you have any past traumas and you're growing and you want to change and you're evolving. And here's the thing, you know, I am not the person that I was 2 years ago. Hell, I ain't even the person I was last year. You know what I mean? Like, we're always changing and growing. And I think we need to start giving people more grace. And we definitely need to start giving women more grace and opening up spaces where they are allowed to tell their truth and speak in their truth and walk in their truth. Because we do villainize women a lot. And it's not that we just villainize. We definitely villainize Black women. And I think a lot of times with Black women, we automatically know that, like, we don't speak up or we don't say certain things because we automatically know the stigma that's going to be attached to that. I told you guys a couple years ago, I was really afraid to like stand up and speak up for myself or say certain things because I automatically knew that the moment that I use my voice, I could be talking just like I'm talking to you guys right now. And somebody will tell me, oh my God, you're so angry. You're so hostile. Oh my gosh, you're so aggressive. I've heard this at jobs before where I like tell them like, I'm not taking y'all crap no more. I can't believe y'all are doing this. This is the problem that I'm having with y'all. This is what y'all doing. I don't like this. This is what we need to fix. Blah, 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 blah. And the first thing that happens is, oh, she's so angry. She's so aggressive. You give us that ABLS syndrome, which is angry Black lady syndrome. We do not have ABLS for speaking up for ourselves. We are allowed to speak up and stand up for ourselves and live in our truth without having to be called angry and aggressive and upset and to be villainized. And Black women are the number one women that are villainized and not protected. And this is something that I definitely should say, that Black women definitely need to be protected, and women need to be protected. And we should be able to, like, just stand in our truth and be able to speak for ourselves and speak up. Because I remember, like, now looking back, even I was like, girl, how you messed that up? And, you know, in our minds, this is what happened. This is why this man was literally, because it comes to find out that the house that she filmed in was where he went and cheated on her with like 14 different women. Okay, that's a big ick. So in my mind, I think the reason why we were like holding this man to such a high level is because of his brother. His brother is Thor. So we're just like, Thor's a hero. Oh my God. We're wrapped up in that Marvel movie mind of who this character is. We're building this man up from his brother's character in a movie. Meanwhile, for all we know, Chris is trash too. Okay, he could be hot garbage just like Liam is, because come to find out, Liam isn't a prize to be won. And to think about it, honestly, women, we are the prize. We are the prize. I think about like how people, I see this all the time, like how people are married and women really are still out here basically doing everything, doing all the washing, doing all the cooking, taking the kids to school, cleaning the house, working, doing 9 to 5, doing pretty much everything, but you're supposed to have a partner in life. That's one thing that I can say that I am truly blessed with. Mr. Fancy is truly like my life partner. Like he is my helpmate as much as I'm his helpmate. He's very grateful for any little thing that I do for him. And like we talk about love languages, like his love language literally is acts of service. Like you don't have to buy him nothing, you don't have to give him nothing, but if you wash the dishes and he don't have to, or you could just simple thing. One of the things that he gets up super early to work out in the morning before he goes to work. So one of the things that he loves is that me, I will have the remotes all over the couch, but if I put the remotes where he can find them easily in the morning, he's grateful for that. He's grateful for me just doing the simplest thing of just like switching out his towels, or, you know, saying, oh, hey, babe, I cleaned your glasses and left the, you know, the clean ones on the nightstand. Like just some like little things for him, make him happy. And I'm very grateful that he is like that, but I'm also grateful that he is literally just, he's so patient and so kind. So I am truly blessed. Like I truly found like my life partner and the love of my life, truly. But I think we need to go back and just lead with grace and lead with kindness. I really feel like kindness and grace has just literally fell out the window, and we don't extend women the same grace and understanding that we do men, and we definitely need to do better. Flowers has had me in a chokehold, honey. Okay, I have been listening to Flowers at least 2-3 times a day. Okay, it has really been a vibe for me. I have really been into, oh my gosh, y'all. So not only have I been more into listening to music, which I don't know what happened. Like I listen to music a lot in the car, like when we're in the car, but like when I'm at home, I don't really listen to music. Like I listen like to shows or different things like that. I love to watch like Bailey Sarian or listen to her Dark History podcast or something like that. But I've been listening to more music and I've been really enjoying it. And y'all, I've really come to realize that I've been into lo-fi. So I have found like some lo-fi like hip-hop playlists on YouTube, and I put them on and I've been jamming out in my planners, and that is something that has truly helped me like through my mental health and stuff. Like when I'm just like feeling like low and I just want to be like, okay, I'm not working today, I'm gonna sit down and I'm gonna, you know, hop into my planner and a pre-plan, and I'm going to, you know, sticker my paper and decorate and all this stuff. And I've been setting up my passion planner and I cannot wait to show you guys that either. But yeah, the lo-fi playlist has been a vibe for me. I have really truly enjoyed that. I've also been into like kawaii. I don't know, you guys, like my music choices are so different. It's so crazy. Like my music choices are so different lately, but it's just stuff that I have really been into, like BTS and just more of like, you know, Korean hip hop, those type of genres. Like I've been over there, like listening to that type of stuff, and it's just really been a vibe, and I have just truly been enjoying it. But if you're looking for some lo-fi playlists and don't know where to start, go on YouTube. They literally have like lives that are like 24 hours a day, and I will just cut one on, like one of the lo-fi hip-hop playlist, and it's just so calming and relaxing, and it has truly helped, like, with my anxiety. And sometimes, like, I'll feel my anxiety kicking in, and I'll just put on my lo-fi playlist and start doing something, and I especially use it when I'm, like, you know, into my faith journal and stuff like that. And you know, I really have been enjoying, like, my faith journaling, and I mentioned that I told you guys that I've been faith journaling and getting into that and just learning how to spend time with God. And so, yeah, so I just wanted to let y'all know, y'all get you some lo-fi playlists, because look, it is bomb. If you got anxiety and you need to just, you feel like music calms you or helps you throughout the day, get you a lo-fi playlist. Okay. Do it now, girly. Okay. So yeah, I think I'm going to go ahead and let you guys go, because I've been talking for a minute, but I've been so excited to just be back, and I can't believe that we are in season 4, baby. And not only that, that in a couple of weeks, we will literally be celebrating 3 whole years of Fancy Plans and Things Radio. I am so blessed and so grateful to all of you guys. Again, like I said, thank you guys so much from the bottom of my heart. Make sure you guys go check out my Buy Me a Coffee page. I will be, like, you know, having it updated throughout the weekend. And then, of course, I'm going to be gone for a little bit because I'm going on a Disney trip, and I am, like, so freaking excited. So I'm going on the Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser, and I'm going for free. This is why I said get y'all a friend that works for Disney. I'm going for free, and I'm so excited about it. So I've been gagged this whole time, like, say what? And I'm gonna take plenty of video, plenty of pictures. I've even ordered a couple things so I can kind of dress like, you know, I'm all about the dark side. So, you know, I'm all about Darth Vader, and I'm, you know, I'm living for the stormtroopers. Like, y'all, I'm here for it all. So yeah, stay tuned for that. I hope you guys have an amazing Friday. I hope you guys have an amazing weekend. And also remember that Sunday is what? Y'all know what that is. It is self-care Sunday. So make sure you do something for you, whether it's pour a glass of wine, take a bubble bath, skincare, whatever it is, do something for you, because you cannot what? Girl, you cannot pour from an empty cup. And until next time, y'all know what to do. Yeah, stay fancy.